The song we're doing is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. In many Zmiros it appears as the first song of Shabbos Day. The tune we're singing is an old tune. It's more like a little melody. I'll sing the tune once. The whole song until the very end, in which we switch to a totally new tune, the whole song follows basically this tune. And then after you hear the tune once or twice, we'll start doing it with the words inside, okay? That's tune number one. And then you go up, tune number two. Those are the two tunes that repeat themselves throughout the song. So okay, let's try doing it through the song, and then we'll come back to the tunes again. Baruch Adonai Yom Yom Yamos Lanu Yesha Ufid Yom Uvishmonagil Kol Hayom Uvishuaton Arim Rosh Elyon Ki Umaoz Nadal Umachsel Ahevyon Shivteyan Yisrael Eidot Vetzaratam Lotzar Misimlot Uveavdot Belivnat Asa Pir Ramos Yedidot Venigla Lalotam Meomek Bor Vadot Kim Adonai Hachesed Varbeim Ofedot Mayakar Chasdo Vitzilol Gonin Eimo Vegalut Bavela Shulach Leman Eimo Lorit Barachim Nimna Veneimo Vaidneim Lerachamim Nivnei Shoveimo Kilo Itosh Adonai Et Amo Vavur Agadol Shemo Eilam Shat Kiso Latzil Yedidav Laavir Misham Mozenei Mored דב מעבור בשלח פדה את עבדיו קרן לעמו ירים תהילה לכל חסידיו כי מוגה וריחם כרחמה וחרוב חסדיו וצפיר האיזן מגדיל עצומיו וגם חזות הרבה לא למרומיו ובליבם דימו להשחית את רחומיו על ידי חונב מגרם את קוממיו חסדי אדוני כי לא תמנו כי לא חלו רחמיו נזכרתי לאדום ביד ראי מדני שבכל יום ממלאים כריסם מידני עזרתו עימי לסמוך את אדני ולא נטשתני כל ימי עידני כי לא יזנח לעולם אדוני בבואו מאדום חמוץ בגדים זבח לו בבוצרה וטבח לו בבוגדים ויז ניצחה מעל בושיו לעדים בכוחו הגדול יבצור רוח נגידים הגם ברוחו הקשה ביום קדים ראותו כי כן אדומי העוצר יחשוב לו בבוצרה תקלות כבצר ומלך כאדם מתוכה ינצר ומזיד כשוגג במקלט ייצר אהבו את אדוני כל חסידיו אמונים נוצר. And that's the end really of that tune. So you see the tune keeps repeating itself. We'll do it a few more times just so you get it.
What's the song about?
Oh, this is a very scary song.
I like it a lot. From what I could translate from that, it sounds really... What's the overall theme?
Blessed is Hashem. Every day He continues saving us, and we rejoice in His name every day, and we will, through His redemption, ultimately be able to lift up our heads. because he is the strength of the poor, he is the coverage of those that are destitute. The tribes of Israel are testimony, for when we suffer, he suffers, be it in suffering or in servitude, in his livnat ha-safir, which is a description of his throne. He showed us strength of friendship, and he revealed himself to us to take us out of the depths of the pit and suffering. This is a reference of how Hashem took us out of Egypt, for kindness and redemption is with Hashem. How cherished is his kindness? It is in his shade that he gives us protection. He himself went out to exile to Babylon for our sake, and he wanted to ensure that when we go down, he is with us. So he was counted in our midst, and he gave us, he caused us to have compassion before our captors. And the idea is that he never forsakes his nation for the sake of his great name. He put his name out, he put his throne out in Elam. Elam is the capital of the Persian Empire. Out in Elam, he placed his throne to save his friends, to bring from there the scale of judging those that rebelled against him. Me'avo b'shelach padat avadav, from passing through the shelach. Shelach is probably the sword. Passing with his sword, he redeemed his servants, and he raised the horn of his nation. It is a praise, it is exaltation for all his pious one, because he thought and had compassion according to his great mercy and his great kindness. And then he goes on to describe the fourth exile, where we are right now. And he begins with the description from the book of Daniel, Tzvira Izim, this wild goat who keeps growing, his horn keeps growing higher and higher. And this is the description of Daniel about how the horn goes up all the way to heaven as though this goat wants to gore the heavens. And the vision of the four went up to the heavens. And that's the idea that there were four horns that united into one, or one that overtook the four. And in their thoughts, they thought to destroy those that Hashem has mercy for, but through Hashem's Kohanim, he subdued those that rose against him. So this is the story of the Asmoneans. Hashem's kindness never ceases, nor does his mercy. But then I was given over to the Edomite Empire. I was given over to those who I thought were my friends, because the Roman exile began as a friendship. We invited them into Israel, but they spent every day consuming what was mine, all my amenities. And that's what happened when the Roman governors entered Israel and they started collecting taxes and taking everything the people owned. And Hashem's help was still with me to support my sockets, to support the foundations of my buildings. And Hashem didn't forsake me throughout my days, because Hashem never forsakes us. And then he describes what the prophet describes of how Hashem will take down Edom. Hashem will come from Edomite territory and his clothing will be dirtied. And the Hashem will say, yes, I just finished cutting down all the enemies of Israel. And that's why my victory is what splattered all over my clothing. And his great strength is what will ultimately fortify the nobles of Israel. Hashem thought of all this in advance, because Hashem saw how the Edomite enemy would ultimately suppress us. And so Hashem thought about how Hashem is going to take him down, and Hashem will protect the people of Israel like an angel, like a human. Everyone will have protection from Hashem, and Hashem will take everyone into his city of refuge. Doesn't matter if you did it on purpose or by mistake, Hashem takes you back. And this is a sign of the great mercy that's yet to come, of Hashem's love, that Hashem will ultimately come back and show that he's always been at our side. And that brings us to the conclusion of the song, which has a totally new tune. Yitzave tzu chasdo kilotav lekabetz, keilotav lekabetz. Amar baruchot adav leikavetz, adav leikavetz. ובהמרו מרים אותנו להר בית ואיתנו ישוב נידחים כובד ישוב לא נאמר כי משב ושב וקיבץ יצווה צור חסדו. The rock will command his kindness, and this is our, we've shifted in the song to a totally different time, the time in history where the rock, Hashem, will command his kindness to gather again his congregants. From the four corners of the earth, he will gather his cherished ones, his people of Israel, and bring us up to the exalted mountain for us to graze up there. And together with us, he will return, he who gathers those that are scattered. And then the song says, Yashuv lo ne'emar ki'im v'shav v'shav v'kibetz. It doesn't say he will bring us back. It says he will return with us. And this is the great message that we have throughout our exile, that Hashem says, I'm out there with you. It's not that I exiled you from Israel and I stayed here, but rather I'm out there with you. And that's what the song repeatedly stressed, that in every exile, in Egypt, in Babylon, in Persia. Yeah, the Chazal saw it also in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, Anochi ered imecha mitzayma. It says it in the Torah, I'm going down to Egypt with you. Yes. Baruch Eloheinu asher tov gemalanu kerachamav uchov chasadav igdilanu eile vecheile Yosef imahanu lagdil shemo agadol agibor vanu ashnikra aleinu Baruch Eloheinu shebranu lichvodo lehalelo neshabecho ulzaper odo mikolom gavar aleinu chasdo lachen b'chol lev ub'chol nefesh ub'chol mehodo nam lichvodo ונייחדו שהשלום שלא ישים עלינו ברכה ושלום משמאל ומימין על ישראל שלום הרחמנו יברך את עמו ושלום. And then we switch to a fourth tune. ויזכור לראות בנים ובני בנים עוסקים בתורה, בתורה ובמצוות. ויזכור לראות בנים ובני בנים עוסקים בתורה, בתורה ובמצוות. על ישראל שלום, פלא יועץ. כל גיבור אביעד שר שלום. So what did we just read? Blessed is our God who did good upon us. Notice, we just described all our exiles. The song is about all our suffering and about how every time Hashem was with us and he pulled us out of it. So that's why the song concludes. Blessed is Hashem who has done so much good upon us in accordance with his mercy and his great kindness. Just as in the past, he will continue and add from his kindness upon us, and this will continue exalting his great, awesome, mighty name that was called upon us. Blessed is our God who created us in his honor to praise him, to exalt him and to recount his glory. We have more kindness showered upon us than every nation. If you think about this, the Jews in Europe are suffering through pogroms. The average girl in Europe was raped. That's what it says in the responsa. You had a situation where they were suffering things we can't even fathom. And we're singing every Shabbos. We have more kindness than any other nation. Mikolom gavar aleinu chasdo. We have more kindness than any other nation showered upon us from above. And therefore, with all our heart and all our soul and all our wealth, our assets, we accept him as our king and we declare his unity. Peace is his. May he place upon us blessing and peace from the left and from the right. Peace should come upon Israel. The merciful one should bless Israel with peace. And then we conclude, the final statement is, and may we merit to see children and grandchildren delving in Torah and mitzvos with peace upon Israel. Pele It's Kel Gibor Aviyatzar Shalom. He concludes the song with a verse, which this verse is the name that Isaiah was told to name his son. Pele Yoetz Kel Gibor Aviad Sar Shalom. So let's read the full verse. Pele Yoetz. The verse says in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, Ki Yeled Yulad Lanu, for a son was born to us. Ben Itan Lanu, we were given a son. Vatihi Am Yisrael Shichmo, Vayikra Shemo, and he was named. He had responsibility placed upon him, the responsibility of Torah and Mitzvos, and his name was Pele Yoetz, the one who has amazing advice. Kel Gibor, the potent one is mighty. Avi Ad, the father for eternity. Sar Shalom is master of peace. And our commentaries understood that this verse is describing the hope that we have, the continued hope of Hashem, who is Pele Yoetz, the amazing one. Hashem is described as Pele Yoetz, the one who has amazing thoughts. Meaning, we look at the world and we don't understand what's playing out before us. Why are we suffering in exile? All these exiles we just described here. So he concludes the song with this line from the prophet Isaiah, which describes Hashem as being Pele Yoetz, the one who has awesome thoughts and plans with which he's running the world. A Pele Yoetz Kel Gibor, the potent, mighty God. Aviad, he is the eternal Father. Sar Shalom, and he is the master of peace. And even though right now we're still in that fourth exile, for most of our history we've been under that fourth exile, we view that all exile based on that pasuk, and that's what the whole song is all about. How exile after exile, Hashem showed he was with us, and he's still with us. And we understand that there is a plan behind it all. So that's the beautiful song of Baruch Hashem. And maybe we have to go over some of the tunes here in order to get them down pat. Yes?
So what's the connection to Shabbos? Why are we singing it on Shabbos specifically as opposed to any other time?
So it doesn't say. But I think that there's the simple understanding and the deeper understanding. On the simple level, Shabbos was the time where the average Jew got respite from all the suffering of the week. Meaning, even if he was working the worst job, usually they had Shabbos off. Usually the Shabbos they were able to maintain. So if there was one time to stop and remember, where does the song begin? Every day Hashem gives us more redemption, and ultimately every day we're getting a step closer. Yom Yom Yamos Nanu Yesho Ufinyon. Every day he gives us more salvation and redemption. So this is the time to say it. On a deeper level, Shabbos and the songs of Shabbos are very often reflective of that yearning for the Yom Shekulo Shabbat, that ultimate period where we'll be able to stop worrying about our daily needs and be able to focus on spirituality. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of spirituality. You stop your physical work. You stop all the simple things you worried about all week long. Your cell phone's down. Your computer's down. Your job is down. What are you doing? You're sitting at home. So for some people, what you're doing is you're sitting and eating ragalach, chulent, and beer. But the idea of Shabbos was that you rest, and it's a me'ein olam haba. It's a taste of the world to come where you're not working. Everything's being prepared. What you have on Shabbos is a time to focus on spirituality, to reconnect with the kids, to learn the parsha, to go to shul and reconnect with the community. It's a day of spirituality. And so on this day, in our prayers and in our songs, we sometimes show that yearning for a time where we can be more spiritual, where we can reduce our focus and our constant pursuit of the mundane and the materialistic. So that's why, on a deeper level, the song fits on Shabbos. Yeah.
First of all, I want to say that the song really encapsulates my entire connection to Judaism. I think it's incredible. So thank you for teaching it to us. And I have a couple of questions to see if I can remember. When it says something ezim, like the wild
Yeah, tzvira ezim.
Tzvira ezim. Is that referring to either Esav or Esav's dynasty, meaning the Romans or the Edomites, because Esav was connected to the goats that he gave to or that he was supposed to give, that he was going to give to Yaakov, to Yitzchak. And then also I know that when the Romans had laid siege on Israel, and especially at Mitzvah, they would, their gods were the kidneys of the goats that they would raise or something like that.
That I don't know.
Okay.
That I don't know.
But is that a reference to the Edomite kingdom in any way?
So the verse in Daniel, the 8th chapter, discusses how in the 3rd year of the reign of Belshazzar, the Babylonian king, Daniel was looking and he saw a second vision. He's standing at Shushan, that's within the city of Elam. Remember we discussed Elam in the song, right? Elam.
Oh, the capital of Persia, you said.
Right.
Okay.
So
that's talking about the story of Purim.
And I saw a ram standing before the river, and he has tremendous horns. And I saw that ram going to the east, west, north, south. All the animals couldn't stand before him. He did whatever he wanted. And then, as I was trying to understand what I was watching, I saw a tzfir izim, a goat, a wild goat, show up from the west and spread out over all of the land. And he was flying. He was going so fast, his feet didn't touch the ground. And this ram, this goat, had a tremendous horn in between his eyes. And he showed up to the first ram, to the Ayil. And he ran with anger and might, and when he got there, he broke his horns, and the ram couldn't stand before him, and he threw him down and trampled him, and no one could save him. And then, that Sphir Izim, the new one on the scene, he grew so great, his horn grew up and grew and grew, and the Navi describes his horn could be seen to all four corners of the earth. That's what we saw about all four. Remember, we saw that, and then it grew into four horns, and it four horns instead of one, and in the four horns were aimed in every one of the four directions. And then one horn went up all the way to the heavens, as though he was trying to gore the heavens. So that was a description, according to Rashi. That's a description of the kingdom of Titus. That's a description of the Edomite kingdom that was to come, the Roman Empire. And that's that Sphir Ha'izim.
Okay. And then my other question, thank you, was when it says that that Hashem leaves, that Hashem's Shekhinah goes out with us in all of our exiles and everything. Now that nearly half of our nation of the Jewish people is back in the homeland. Obviously, there's at least elements of Hashem Shekhinah among us here in our homeland, even though we haven't restored our temple and everything quite yet.